I'm very excited for our next guest. We've got Zoe, aka Babe Martin, in the studio. Morena.
Morena.
How are you going?
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me. How are you both?
Of course. We're good.
So good.
You good, Mills?
Yeah, I'm absolutely thriving.
Good. I'm very excited to chat. You've got a new song, Sun Dog, out, which is just so, so beautiful.
Thank you.
It's your first release in a couple of years, right? Since like 2023?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, my first ever Babe Martin project, the Valsoir EP, came out 2023. Mm. And then there was another release right at the end of that year, a track called When They Look At Me, which mm-hmm. was released exclusively on the Tautoko Gaza compilation, mm-hmm. which, if listeners remember, was when a group of artists got together and we put together unreleased songs and all the money that we accrue from that on Bandcamp goes straight to medical aid for Palestinians. So mm-hmm. there was a release on that end of 2023. But yeah, this is the first thing off the new project.
Amazing. You've been quite busy in between that time though, right? You sort of play for a few other people and I'm guessing you've been writing a lot of these songs.
Yeah. I play in a couple of bands, sort of namely Jasmine Mary's band. Mm-hmm. And we're sort of in the midst of preparing to go off on tour soon, which is quite exciting. It's going to be my first ever tour with a band, so kind of don't really know what to expect, but getting excited and prepping for that.
That's exciting. You're playing with Jasmine in Lyttelton and Pōneke, is that right?
Yeah. So the tour itself, we're hitting the usual spots. We're going Hamilton, Auckland, Lyttelton, Wellington, Dunedin. But I'm opening for them in Wellington and Lyttelton, which I'm very excited about. I've never played in either of those spaces before.
So cool. I hope the Wellingtonians are nice to you. I'm a Wellingtonian, so I'm like, they better be nice to you.
Time will tell.
Is it Meow? Is that what you're playing?
Yes, it is. We're playing at Meow.
Cool. Brilliant. Okay, we should talk about this new song. It comes with the announce of your forthcoming EP, Not a Bee But a Wasp. Mm. I'd love to hear about the where the bee themes comes from, because you've got a music video that's got a beekeeper in it as well.
Yes.
Which I'm guessing is a little sort of like Easter egg for the EP. Is that what it is?
Totally. So in the Sundog music video, we kind of introduce this beekeeper character. And it's a real fun visualizer. My partner and I made it together and we shot it on this VHS camera in Raglan, which was super fun. But so Not a Bee But a Wasp was the title of the EP, and it was a phrase that was kind of knocking around in my brain for a while. And the story that goes with it is that my mum, who lives overseas, sent me over this little necklace, mm-hmm. and it was this little ceramic bee. And I called her, I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for this beautiful bee necklace, I love it so much. And she was like, oh no, it's not a bee, it's a wasp. And I don't know why, but there was something that felt significant about that phrase. And then I went through quite a lot of seismic shifts after that necklace was delivered, which sounds a little bit woo-woo, but it's true. Mm. And I kind of was really drawing a lot of strength from the bee, it stings you and then it dies, but the wasp
survives.
It can keep going.
It's coming back for seconds.
Yeah, and I sort of toyed with some other names for the EP, but that's the one that really stuck and kept coming back to, and it definitely makes sense in my brain for it. And, yeah,
I feel like it's beautifully emblematic of your sort of music as well, because like what I gathered from Sundog is it's definitely got a lot of these themes of resilience, but I feel as though your music plays with that sort of like defiance and like intimacy and sort of like a gentle defiance in some ways with the sonic like influences. How do you find that balance between those two sort of worlds,
like defiance and intimacy, or kind
of tenderness of your
tenderness.
Songs.
Yeah, well, I get what you're saying.
It's like
I think
a strong tenderness.
Thank you. When I played the EP for a friend of mine, like start to finish, he described it as it sounding like someone taking their hair down, which, you know, kind of like relaxing and, I don't know, like kind of being comfortable with the changes. And I think my music is definitely, there is an intimacy to it, because when I write, I'm not really thinking about it being listened to. Like when I'm recording it, like that's when I kind of think a bit more heavily about it. But when I'm writing, it's really, really deeply personal. And so it's very intimate, like with myself. But I think I have a lot of pride, so I don't want to be like too like woe is me, like there's got to sort of be a I don't know, a balance to it. So I'm really glad that comes across, because it just kind of happens.
It totally does. It's a beautiful track, and you've got a couple of collaborators that worked on the recording of this track as well.
Yes. So I co-produced it with two friends of mine, Maud Minnie Morris and Navar Tekelapule. Mm-hmm. And I love both of the music that they make so much, and I think they're both really talented sound engineers. So Maud produced and recorded the piano and the drums and the bass and the vocals, and then Navar helped me with the violins and violas, and I think both of their styles like come together quite nicely. Like Maud's real like technical and precise, and not that Navar isn't, but he's really the music that he makes is very like quite cinematic and sometimes quite ambient, and I really liked mixing both those styles.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool team. Like when I read their names together, I've heard a lot of stuff produced by Maud and a lot of stuff produced by Navar, but not them together. And I feel like I wouldn't expect their styles to interweave so smoothly as they do on this track. But sonically, it's the textures of it are very lush.
Oh yeah, cool. Thanks. I'm glad that. Yeah, I'm glad.
So what can we expect from the EP?
So
what can you tell us?
What can I tell you? Well, one thing that I was really intentional about from the get-go is that it's the same instruments being used in every single song. Mm-hmm. So I like to give myself a set of parameters, because otherwise I just get like two in my head. So the sounds that you hear on Sundog are kind of like reused and recycled throughout the EP. And the next track that's coming out is called Only Good, not to get too ahead of myself. But I really like that one. That's going to come out in September, and there's a music video along with it that's going to be directed by Ali Burns and edited by Louisa Nicklin. Ali, like Surf Ali.
Yeah, Ali Burns.
Did you talk to her this morning? Cool. Is she back from the States?
No, she's still away. We're talking to Sam Surf at the moment.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of, the songs continue to be quite intimate, but I like to think with an edge.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Big fan of an edge.
Yeah, I'm real proud of it. I feel like this is, for me, it sits quite well for me as the second thing. Mm. The second thing can sometimes be a bit weird. You're like, oh god, like I want it to be different, but like not too different. I don't know. Sometimes you can just get in your head about it.
It's that thing that people say about you've got your whole life to make your first album, and then when you make your second, it's like, oh god, I have to start all over again.
Yeah, and like even though it hasn't been necessarily in the scheme of things that much time since the last one came out, I think a lot of people can relate that, you know, you kind of feel the need to like keep like pumping it out, and but it's been nice to, you know, write and take some time recording and it feels nice.
Yeah, I definitely gather that. I mean, it's something that a lot of creatives out there will relate to, that sort of like pressure to make content. But I feel like your songs in particular have a beautiful aura about them of just sort of like taking a deep breath and letting it wash over you and let it happen as it comes. So thank you so much for coming up for a chat.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. And congratulations officially to you both on your new gig. I'm sure everyone's saying that when
so
they come
much.
In. But yeah, so cool. Your show's amazing.
Aww, thanks, Zoe.
Cheers. It means a lot.
You're listening to 95BFM. You've been listening to us chat with Babe Martin about her new track, Sundog, which we're going to listen to now. Thanks so much, Zoe.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Can't wait for the EP.
Thanks.
There's a sudden dog setting over the hill. There's a sudden dog setting over the hill. I'm a sand dune asleep in a shell. Asleep like a baby, asleep well. And Angelo's here, I feel him through me. Angelo's here, whispering to me. There's a sun. Setting over the hill. ricochet, but this golden